presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy, September 22, 11-12 America, New York, how to deal with the problem of submerging markets. A global effort to mitigate the effects of food insecurity, currency weakness and rising debt is essential.
BBC News Business.
September 22, 10-19 America, New York, rail strikes. New date set for 40,000 workers to walk out. It is the latest walkout in a long-running dispute over pay, jobs and conditions.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 22, 10-16 America, New York, Ford puts focus on electric vehicles market with management changes. The automaker names Doug Field as its Chief Advanced Product Development and Technology Officer and expands Financial Chief John Lawler's role to cover global supply chain operations on an interim basis.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 22, 10-15 America, New York, Tesla recalls nearly 1.1 million cars over window-pinching concerns. The recall applies to certain Tesla Model 3 vehicles for 2017-22 along with Model Ys for 2020-21 and Model S and Model X vehicles for 2021-22, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said.
BBC News Business.
September 22, 10-14 America, New York, national insurance rise to be reversed in November. The 1.25% rise will be reversed from the 6th of November and a tax rise to fund health and social care will be axed.
Daily FX Market News.
September 22, 10-10 America, New York, U.S. dollar price action setups. EUR, USD, GBP, USD, USD, CHF, USD, JPY. The U.S. dollar has had a big week so far and it isn't over yet as price action is still absorbing the plethora of data that's come into the picture.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 22, 10 o'clock America, New York, mortgage rates rise for fifth week in a row, hitting 6.29%. It was the second week in a row that rates topped 6%. The last time rates were this high was October 2008, when the U.S. was deep in recession. New York Times Business.
September 22, 9:54 America, New York, four-day workweek brings no loss of productivity, companies in experiment say. More than 70 companies in Britain are undergoing a six-month experiment in which their employees get a paid day off each week. So far, most companies say it's going well. Commuters in London last month.
BBC News Business.
September 22, 9:14 America, New York, mini-budget. When is it and what could be in it? The Chancellor is expected to announce tax cuts to help boost the economy.
New York Times Business.
September 22, 8:02 America, New York, Japan intervenes to prop up the sliding yen. The currency's decline to a point not seen in 24 years prompted the rare action as officials keep interest rates low.
New York Times Business.
September 22, 8:02 America, New York, Japan intervenes to prop up the sliding yen. The currency's decline to a point not seen in 24 years prompted the rare action as officials keep interest rates low.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 22, 8 o'clock America, New York, Wikipedia on Aaron Director. Aaron Director was one of the first contributors to the area of law and economics. I defended him here from a scurrilous attack on him by Matt Stoller. If you click on the first link mentioned in the previous sentence, you'll also see Stoller's response.
Global economy.
September 22, 8 o'clock America, New York, Liz Truss's growth ambitions have little credibility on trade. The UK economy still is too heavily influenced by the EU to be truly independent.
Global economy. September 22, 7:48 America, New York, Swiss National Bank raises rates by 0.75 percentage points. Move to 0.5% marks the end of an era of negative interest rates in Europe.
Daily FX Market News.
September 22, 7:32 America, New York, GBP breaking news, Bo defies market estimates with 50 bits per second rate hike. The Bank of England unpredictably raised rates by 50 bits per second to 2.25% after an aggressive Fed yesterday.
Marginal Revolution.
September 22, 7:23 America, New York, the end of history, of philosophy. Hanno Sauer on why philosophers spend far too much time reading and writing about dead philosophers. What credence should we assign to philosophical claims that were formed without any knowledge of the current state of the art of the philosophical debate and little or no knowledge of the relevant empirical or scientific data? Very little or none.
Marginal Revolution.
September 22, 633 America, New York. The quantity theory of money is underrated. That is the theme of my latest Bloomberg column. Here is one short bit. Consider the recent spurt of 8% to 9% inflation in the US. The simple fact is that M2, one broad measure of the money supply, went up about 40% between February 2020 and February 2022.
Finance and Economics.
September 22, 624 America, New York. Why institutional investors are snapping up family homes. The opportunity is unprecedented, but comes with risks.
Finance and Economics. September 22, 623 America, New York. Peter Thiel says California suffers from a tech curse. Is he right? The state is fabulously rich and fabulously dysfunctional. Finance and Economics.
September 22, 621 America, New York. Households across the rich world have never been so gloomy. They seem to be suffering from a COVID-19 comedown.
Digital Finance.
September 22, 617 America, New York. State of Robo, Ned Phillips, Bamboo, Dig Fin Vox EP, 40. Bamboo's co-founder says Robo's momentum is unstoppable, so long as the business stays boring. The post State of Robo, Ned Phillips, Bamboo, Dig Fin Vox EP, 40 appeared first on Digital Finance.
Daily FX Market News.
September 22, 545 America, New York. Gold prices remain pressured by Fed's more hawkish tone. Gold remains close to 29-month lows as the prospect of more interest rate rises leaves non-yielding assets vulnerable.